Attende, Domine, et miserere, quia peccavimus tibi.
In today's Gospels, the Pharisees and the scribes again expose themselves as deniers of truth that we are to meditate upon, especially in this season of Lent. For many of the Pharisees and scribes had knew who Christ was. They knew from the time the 12-year-old boy gave them a lesson in the faith in the temple when his mother would find him and bring him home to Nazareth. And so they had kept an eye on the young man at Nazareth. They had had reports sent to them from the synagogue as to how that young man was doing. And so they knew full well that he was growing up to full stature, that he intended to establish himself as a rabbi over the people. And they had known from that incident in the temple that the rabbi would not change the teachings, not change the revelation, because he was the God who gave the revelation, but that he would interpret it and tell the people in its true way. And so they knew very well they were out of business if they had allowed him to continue. And so our Lord today is gathering up his disciples, particularly one of those 12 whom will become the apostles of his church, upon whom he will found his kingdom until the end of time. And so they immediately seek to undo him. And we may wonder why this reading is chosen during the season of Lent, for it seems to have no direct reference to our Lenten practices. But indeed, we know very well that it does have. If we read this scripture deeply, we understand that when our Lord begins to refer to the physician, that it is not the healthy that need a physician, but the sick, that is the message that we are meditating upon during this season of Lent, that the Son of God came not in order to condemn sinners, but to give them life. And it was this that the Pharisees and scribes objected to, because they did not want life according to the way that the Messiah had revealed it. They wanted to continue in their practices where they put themselves forward as leaders of the people, and yet they only used that position in order to become comfortable in their own lives. And so he is beginning to refer to them what he will more directly teach, for he will tell them at a future time that no doubt they will quote the scriptures, "Physician, heal thyself." And so we see when our Lord begins to refer to himself in today's gospel as a physician, he is pointing to that time where he gives the medicine, the remedy for all sin, that is, the crucifixion and death he will undergo on Good Friday for all of humanity. And we are, and what will determine our salvation is how we respond to the cross. Many of the Pharisees and scribes would not come to their senses, and they would not embrace the cross, and so they would be judged by that denial of it, as with all human beings. And so, during Lent, we are called to reflect more earnestly on the sacrifice that Christ undertook for the sake of all humanity. And so we must come to the cross because we know that we must bask in its light. And often it is a blinding light, but light is what drives away darkness. Light is what exposes darkness and eliminates the fear. And so if we are truly to have the fear of our enemy, the devil, the fear of our own sins to be eliminated, we must understand it all in the light of the cross. And so we cannot dare to approach the cross save in the company of her who basked in its light to the fullness. It is indeed interesting fact that all those who truly participated in the first holy sacrifice of the Mass at Calvary did so in the presence of the Mother of God. The good thief who stole heaven at the final moment did so because he embraced the mothership of the Mother of God. Saint Mary Magdalene and Saint John were the two closest to the cross because they were in close proximity to the Mother of God. And so let us not be like the Pharisees and the scribes and the weak apostles who either watched from afar or who participated in that first holy sacrifice in the Mass as if they were going to some circus. But let us truly understand that when we participate in the holy sacrifice of the Mass, we are participating in that same sacrifice by which the divine physician heals all of humanity, and that sacrifice to whose response we are called to give. And according to how we respond, either to put our hope and our stock in the the pleasures of this world as the Pharisees and scribes, or to take up our cross daily as our Lord commands us. It is insofar as we respond in one of these two ways that we will be judged worthy members of the sacrifice of Christ. And so, outside of that sacrifice, there is no hope, there is no healing balm, there is no physician, for he is the Son of God and he is the divine physician, and he alone can save us from our sins, and only the cross of Christ is the remedy for what afflicts humanity. There is no other solution to the present perils of our time but save that mystery that we are called to meditate upon deeply during the season of Lent and to enter into its fullness, so that we may go forward in the Christian life, taking up that cross each and every moment of our days, so that we may be found as St. John, St. Mary Magdalene, and the Good Thief, participating worthy in the merits of Christ, participating worthily in his holy sacrifice, so that we may become the light of the world that we are called to become. And let us always understand the great dignity that we are called to as Christians, to participate in the same divine light that Christ is, to bring that light to all the world, so that all may come to know and love him. Our Lord would never drive the Pharisees and the scribes to despair. Each and everything he would do in their public ministry and in their presence was in order to eliminate the hardness of their heart, to try to penetrate, to shatter the stone-cold hearts that they had embraced, as he would do with Judas. He would seek always and everywhere to hand out to them the opportunity of his mercy. And so, in the end, if they did not respond to that sacrifice, it was not the fault of Christ, because he constantly reached out, as we learn in today's gospel. He has come not to condemn the sinner, but to save the sinner. And so, let us be found repentant, like St. Mary Magdalene and St. John at the foot of the cross, so that we may truly enter into that kingdom where we may participate in the beatific vision, and we know full well the purity we must attain in order to participate in that vision. We who by our nature are blinded, if we try to stare into the noonday sun, what would happen to a human being if he was not purified and found holy in God's sight? If he would try to enter into the beatific vision, he would be annihilated, as some of the doctors and fathers say. And so, let us strive during this Lent to grow stronger in our faith, so that we may go forward with true Christian hope, exercising true Christian charity to all those whom our Lord sends into our presence, so that they may come to know that light, that they may come to know the light of Calvary, which drives away the darkness of sin and the tendency of human beings to escape their crosses by seeking illicit pleasures in this world, risking their eternal salvation in the world to come.
Yeah.